turn my cruise control and telling it when to go and when that go.
Oh, like when you're kind of hitting a hill and then it just,
it tries to push it. Yeah, where, who cares?
I know, right?
Versus,
I know where she is.
You know,
okay.
Coming up to stoplights, it doesn't know how to coast.
Right.
Well, also, I mean, if you're covering hilly terrain, your cruise control is not gonna. I mean, they're ideally when you're going up hills and down hills, you're gonna want to use the accelerator when you're going down hills to get a little
join in
extra coasting.
Except when if you drop your car into neutral on a 7% grade, you can get up to 90 miles an hour without trying.
That's very true. That is also very true. There is that.
If you sit at a 7-degree grade, it's quite comfortable, especially with two dogs behind you. That's really all I can contribute because I sat on my ass next to her the entire time.
Well, realistically, that'd just be like a minor hill. So
that's true.
It'd be a nice place to sit.
It's nice.
Yeah. And I think Dave and I can agree across the entire great United States, the most depressing part of the country, Middle Georgia.
Middle Georgia.
What's there?
The
back
roads between Savannah and Athens, Georgia.
It's
nothing.
It's kind of one of those moments where you're just waiting to hear the banjos and the "you got a pretty mouth."
So it's kind of like Canada?
No.
No.
Are there trees?
Canada's
no.
clean.
Not when you drive up from Vermont to Montreal. It's pretty gross.
Well,
and empty.
This is also empty. Abandoned buildings that need more than a hug.
Yeah. You guys can pull the mics a little bit closer to you on the table there.
How do I pull it?
Like this.
Yeah, just
slide.
Man,
that was a push, not a pull.
Well,
filled
on the wrong side.
Lovers.
And then you want to get friendly.
Right up in there.
With the mic, yes. There you go.
Why are you sad, honey?
I'm not sad.
Okay.
I just don't want to make out with the screen again.
Yes.
Can you hear my beer?
Okay, so we know what sucks about the trip, but what was
awesome.
Interesting?
Hardee's. They have amazing breakfast, and they had one of the most awesome signs up. It was an ad for a burger, and it said, "Nobody ever high fives after eating tofu." I was like, "Duh, that's kind of cool." And I like tofu, but I love that ad more.
And I believe we counted 13 Hardee's within a state and a half.
It was good.
Huh. Dave, tilt your mic up a little bit. Yeah.
Better?
Yes, much better.
Waha.
Waha.
I like that.
And
Corgi! Sorry.
It was fun to come back to Minnesota. We avoided Wisconsin.
Smart.
And we saw a bajillion of our friends.
Actually, Wisconsin is very nice to drive through, depending on where you drive.
Well,
you don't get pulled over.
And
yeah, there
purpose.
Is that.
Yeah. Wisconsin and getting stuck driving 67 miles an hour to avoid the ticket, or go to Iowa, get to drive 75, and see Beth Tuttle.
Hey, yeah. That wins.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, I always drove like 75 plus in Wisconsin and never had any problems ever.
Mm. Did you have the Green Bay sticker, or like for your college?
No. I mean, I had like the parking sticker, the little orange thing on the side.
Well, I was just wondering if you had it labeled
anywhere. No idea
otherwise.
That you were a student. Okay. Minnesota plates.
No. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe,
Iowa.
Maybe you got lucky because my buddy Xander, Emily was actually telling me about this, but it's almost expected, like every time that they have made a road trip from where he's from, Appleton, to the cities, they practically counted on being pulled over, and like the cops would actually search their cars on occasion. Like if
Dang.
Xander was coming with friends, because they were thinking, "Oh, these guys are drug dealers or whatever."
Nice.
So, yeah,
I just
came to expect it, which is just bizarre.
It makes it weirder because Appleton's not that far away from Green Bay, so I would be taking relatively the same routes, and I'm not into that.
My only blemish on my entire driving record is a speeding ticket in Wisconsin for trying to get out between two 18-wheelers. I gunned it to get out between because they were encroaching on me.
Ooh.
And there was a cop right there, and they're like, beep, gotcha, ha, screw you. And I was like, oh. And I explained to them, and they wrote it down, apparently. And I actually got refunded part of my ticket.
Oh, there you go.
Because they overcharged me.
Hmm. Well, that's...
It was still like $100 for a speeding ticket.
Ugh. But
it was to get to a convention, and it was good in the long run.
Yeah. Had to be done.
Hmm?
Had to be done.
Yeah, it did.
No speeding tickets so far for me.
Yeah.
None on that trip.
Yeah. Excellent.
Dave, what was your favorite part of the drive?
Yeah. What was good about it?
Oh, yes.
Besides seeing Bess and eating pizza and Hardee's.
Damn it. getting out of the car was good. No, I actually enjoyed driving through the mountains. That was pretty cool.
You Which mean mountains? Riding through the mountains?
No, riding through the mountains, yeah.
Traveling through the mountains?
Yes, traveling through the mountains. And just kind of getting a chance to look around and whatnot. I'm used to being the driver, so it was fun to look around and be able to not pay attention to the road more so and let my Anna worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where every so often you just hear, "Don't come on!" And I'd laugh and pet the dogs and then continue staring out the window or reading a comic. But I did navigate a lot.
Yes.
Because my Anna transcribed her directions from Google Maps and we got lost on our second direction because a road name got changed. So
really?
In Georgia, yeah. It went from being Highway... What was it? Highway 4?
I wrote Georgia 4, and now it's Georgia 1.
Yeah, so we took a little side route, but it worked out in the end, obviously, because we're here.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, we made it.
Woo!
Good story.
You want to know any more about it, Adam?
Well...
What was your best gas mileage?
I forgot to reset it, but I do know my gas mileage improved, so I'm going to continue to say that my interstate driving with that Subaru is 33 to 34 miles per gallon.
Subaru.
Hey. Not bad. Yeah, that's pretty much what I get with Charlotte, and she's a little Civic, so well done.
Jeez.
Those that 7% grade and coasting probably helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although on the highest speed recorded was 85 while coasting. Oh yeah, you have to sign your life away to be on this podcast.
Oh, what the other side's behavioral and something else.
Do I have to follow FCC rules?
No, you can swear.
Okay.
Yeah, you can swear.
Fuck
still
yeah.
Nudity, though. We're still against
the
Oh.
Hey, Dave, you can wait for
Steve,
that for tomorrow.
Steve, you can't be on this show. You can't.
Well, just as long as we're not taping.
No, that's true.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
I said tomorrow.
Tomorrow what?
Nothing.
What?
Hey, on the screensaver, it was one of those little cocktail monkeys.
Cocktail monkeys?
Yeah.
What?
It was a little blue plastic monkey.
Oh. Oh,
with the tail that you put over the side of a glass.
I thought you were talking about a drunk person.
Oh, no. Hey, it's a monkey drinking cocktails.
All right.
Fucking awesome.
What a cool monkey.
Drunk monkey.
Best monkey ever. Anyway, things are sounding pretty good.
Hooray.
Overall.
Well, that's good. I assume that joke was already made.
No, just you.
I suppose.
Wisecrack.
I did say speaking of buffering.
True. So, good to go?
Yes.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Close enough.
Hooray!
All right, well, this would be... You got to fill it out before we start.
Okay.
Do it now.
So now it's... Does anyone need a drink before we start? Bathroom break would be recommended.
Done and done.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to get another beverage.
Could I
perchance have another Dr. Pepper.
Of course.
Congrats.
Might this way out.
My boss Keith called me, and like I don't know how I missed it because I have the audio on. So I was like,
Dan?
Yes.
My mailing address. Legally, I am still a Georgia resident.
This is the easiest way to contact you by mail if need be. So
okay.
That would be current address, not the
I thought you changed your address.
With the post office, but according to the United States government, I am still.
No, post office.
Yeah.
That's what matters at this point.
Because realistically, if anything, we'd lean heavily on the email, but if it's some sort of thing that we do have to mail out for some reason, might as well have it.
I was going to propose this to you. So I have some transfer fabric that I stole from work.
Okay.
I was thinking of actually testing out a method. It's an alternative method of screen printing. And I was thinking buffering t-shirts.
I take them.
Just buffering .. I was thinking about just making it up. I mean, you could screen print it on anything, but it was just an idea if you wanted to
be fun.
Do it for a contest. Gotta get the workstation set up and have a working computer.
That would be good too.
Yes. So what's new? How's life? How's M? How's everything?
Life's good. You know, office every day, and that is life.
Yeah.
Now. But what can you do? I have this as an outlet.
Mm-hmm. I'm still determined to get a new play written by the end of this year. That's a goal. I know.
Yeah. Reasonable resolution.
Yes.
Coming at home?
There he is.
All right, good.
I'm still writing.
Don't worry, you're close. You're done, aren't you?
Still dating. Oops, I dated everything the wrong year.
Oops. Don't worry. Jack did that too.
He did.
Somehow he time-traveled back to 2011 before the show existed and filled out some paperwork for us.
Well, that's what I
You know,
did.
Just in case.
Yeah, but you're correct.
In the future... You should happen to write a document. Never mind. I don't want to do the diligence on that one.
The future!
Which we did go through a time-space continuum in Georgia. We passed two guys in a truck, and immediately in front of that was two men in a truck. Like, that's the two company names.
Oh.
They all growed up.
That's weird.
That's funny.
I called Adam from the future on New Year's.
He did. He texted me from the future, too.
That's true.
It was crazy.
We were in the East Coast.
Time difference.
Oh, I thought you were going to be... Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, you left after New Year's, didn't you?
Yes. I worked through New Year's, yeah. So we left on, like, the 3rd... No, 4th. I don't know. What day did we leave? I think
Wednesday.
The 4th.
Well, that means Gooey and everybody celebrated at the same time as you, because they had a practice one.
Oh, nice.
Practice New Year's?
Hmm. Yeah, hour before. They made sure that they had their resolutions rehearsed, and everyone was good at counting.
Nice.
I don't know
Did you
why.
Know counting is not an easy skill?
Oy. Mental math, I can understand.
No, like counting. I've proven time and time again at work, counting to the number 10 can be difficult.
She has issues.
Well, primarily at 8:15 in the morning when you haven't had breakfast or coffee.
Oh, and you're just, like, delirious.
Yeah, and you have to count how many plates of food to serve.
Oh.
Yes.
I've doubled back on counting a couple times. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2.
4, 5, 6, 7. I can't really afford
to.
Abe Lincoln.
Working at a bank kind of hones your math skills, whether you like it or not.
Well, one day we learned that if you counted from left to right, there were 10 plates. And if you counted from right to left, there were somehow only 8 plates. We don't know how that happened.
Math, it's a son of a bitch.
Yeah, math, it's science.
Science.
All right, how about we get started since it's already 8:30?
Corgi!
Focus. Yes.
Corgi.
Okay, so we will go through the intro. Just kind of mentioning a couple things about CES. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
And discussion topic.
Oh, I was going to pick up on the fact that since they just moved back and they're getting set up, what's priority in terms of entertainment?
Okay. Adam can contribute, seeing as how he also
is
in that life shuffling moment.
Boat.
Well, and especially the move back in with my parents, and they have satellite. Do I get?
Well, yeah, that's what we're gonna.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We will.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And how do we play this new game?
We will explain it when we get to it, because otherwise we're just gonna
snow dog.
Get later and later and later before we start. Yeah. But we'll banter for a second and a half, then we'll introduce both of you. Then you guys can start talking. No side conversations. New rule.
Okay.
That was a bitch to edit.
Reestablishing,
That was awful.
Which one?
Yeah.
Last week's episode.
I did no computer.
Yeah, I know. Jack and Emily just... Well, what? Jack kept kind of leaning to the side, but he's still right about here.
Oh, so he was still on mic?
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, so I edited out a lot.
So. Question. If the boat is a boat, does it flow at?
It does.
Fair enough. And go.
All right. You want to do this week?
And go.
Sure.
All right. So.
3, 2.
Phones on silent, please.
Vibrate. Vibrate.
Off is good, too. I just use mine, so that's.
Because my boss might call. I have to have it on vibrate.
Okay. And moment of silence. Frank Oz.